91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Albert Liu.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Albert, you go to the U of A, I hear.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm going to be a senior in the fall.
And what kinds of things do you do? Do you work in a lab?
I'm currently working on a project. We're investigating biological pathways in yeast mitochondria.
Is it true that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell?
It is true that it takes the oxygen that we breathe and helps it to break down the food that we eat into the energy that runs our bodies. What we're studying is a biological pathway. And the way that I like to think about this as a pathway is of an actual pathway, say in a garden or a park somewhere. You've got a series of stepping stones to get from the beginning of the path to the end of the path. You have to walk on each stone, and once you hit the end, you're done. A biological pathway works in a way that each stepping stone is a protein, and as something moves down that pathway, these proteins will modify it as it hits each step. Eventually, it reaches the end, and it becomes a final product. What we're studying in the lab is one particular protein that's found in two different pathways. One pathway will build something and one pathway breaks something down. The interesting thing for us is that the pathway that breaks something down uses a huge amount of this protein, and the other pathway that builds something only uses a little bit, like a pinch. Both of these pathways are equally important to the cell's survival, because if you lose either of these pathways, the cell doesn't survive.
You want to understand why they're so different?
We're looking to understand why the second pathway. We know one of the pathways, the one that deconstructs something, that breaks something down, we have a good understanding of what that does. But that second smaller pathway that uses just the pinch has an interesting interaction in that the next protein in the pathway will actually grab the protein of our studies and hold on to it physically. We think that it's being saved for something else, but we're not exactly sure what it's being saved for or when it's being used, and that's the focus of my research right now.
Where do you get the mitochondria?
We grow yeast stalks in our lab. We can actually extract the mitochondria out from those, and we can split them up even further just to get each individual protein that we want to look for. And then we can run those out on gels that will separate them out by size or by different features of the proteins, and then we can look at them from there.
Why do we care about mitochondria?
The loss of the pathway that we're studying, especially the tiny one that builds something, can actually result in severe genetic disease in humans. This generally affects children, and it's so severe to the extent that some children who have lost or damaged pathways, the ones that we're studying, actually don't make it to birth, or the ones that do typically don't live longer than a few months. So the reason why we want to better understand this protein interaction in mitochondria is that we can better understand how it affects humans and what the role is within our own bodies and how we can use that to help others in the future moving forward to treat the disease and to cure it, maybe.
I think understanding is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, understanding is the key to everything else beyond that. If we can better increase our understanding of how these pathways work and what goes into them, then we can help.
What keeps you going in this research?
I think part of it, in addition to trying to find out more and, I guess, in general, benefit humanity, is my personal passion for the subject. I came into university not knowing a whole lot or not really knowing what I wanted to do in the future. But as I continued to take more advanced courses at the U of A, I actually ended up liking the subject, and I'm chasing it even further now.
Revealed your passion as you've learned more?
Yeah, I think that beyond classes and being in a lab has helped me to understand that I really do enjoy doing this, and I could very well see myself doing this for a living.
Do you ever listen to music?
I typically don't listen to music while I'm working because I like to stay alert in case people come in, but I do listen to music for fun.
What kinds of things do you listen to?
A mix of a lot of things, but lately I've been on a bit of a Bee Gees kick. I've been really listening to One Night Only, 1997, MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and I know it's not as popular because it was performed live, but I just think that the performances in there were fantastic.
Yeah, it's like being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I was there.
Well, Albert, I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.